If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Cindy Perlman-Gaber has our entertainment report from Las Vegas this morning. Cindy, let's start with some music news. And there are a few Harry Styles fans around, and they're pretty happy, aren't they?
Good morning, Bob. And you want something to warm up a cold winter day? It's called Harry Styles, who had a new song drop yesterday, late afternoon in Chicago, off his new album called Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. What a great title. The song's called Aperture, and fans in New York at a special screening were so bananas about this. One said, as soon as I heard Harry's voice, I burst out hysterically crying. So Harry, people are dying to hear this new album, which drops pretty soon. He announced also yesterday a major 2026 tour with a bit of a twist. He's going to do residencies in seven cities across the globe: Amsterdam, the Netherlands, London, Brazil, Mexico City. Closest for Chicago is New York City in late August into early October. 30 dates at Madison Square Garden. But the one thing is, you have to register at Ticketmaster by Sunday, the 25th, this Sunday, in order to be eligible for those tickets.
At Madison Square Garden, he's going to play there for a month?
This is the new thing. He's going to play there for a month straight, pretty much all of late August, all of September, into a bit of October, yeah. And his album drops March 6th, his fourth solo album.
More music news. Let's listen to a little bit of Bruno Mars, and then we'll talk about it. That's already number one, isn't it, Cindy?
You know, if you need to dance around your kitchen later, Bob, this is the song. This song is so infectious, it bumped Taylor off the Billboard Hot 100 list. It is number one, but not for long because of Harry. But go Bruno. This is also a major solo album coming up for him called The Romantic, which drops pretty soon. And it's one of Bruno Mars. If you want another treat, check out the video, which is him dancing to this.
All right, let's get to some screen activity. Tell us about this Legally Blonde prequel series.
Yeah, some people are saying, what the L? Because Elle Woods, that famous character that Reese Witherspoon did in the 80s, she's back. But this time Prime Video is doing Elle the TV series, and it's going to jump back in time. We're going to follow Elle in high school, and we're going to find out what shaped her into the iconic young woman we know. And it's produced by Reese Witherspoon, who's not starring in it, but just behind the scenes. And Reese yesterday said, 25 years after the world met Elle Woods for the first time, it's a dream come true to share the story of how she became the unstoppable force we fell in love with. Elle is going to be played by a young actress named Lexi Maintree. And the series, Reese said, it's all about positivity, kindness, authenticity, and believing in yourself.
And is it my imagination, or has it been an hour since we've heard about another Taylor Sheridan spinoff? What's going on with him?
You know, it's Sheridan's world. We just live in it. And he's very good at the PR. He just leaks this stuff out little bit by little bit. But finally, we have a trailer for The Madison. Now, that's one of the Yellowstone spinoffs. But it stars Michelle Pfeiffer and Kurt Russell. They're the Clyburn family. They moved to New York. They're from New York City. Something really bad happens. And they decide, we're so grief-stricken, we're going to go move to the middle of Montana. And we see Michelle, who is so great in everything. She drops to her knees in the trailer in the middle of a river in Montana. And she's dealing with her emotional problems. And then we also see her on her porch. And she said, her big line is, I need to feed this. And she points to her heart. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a big sweeping drama. I have a feeling it's going to link back to our favorite family from Yellowstone some way, somehow. Remember, we don't still know what that whole family tree is.
Right. And finally, what was the sweetest moment after the Oscar nominations yesterday? Kate Hudson and Goldie Hawn.
The sweetest moment, it starts with Kate Hudson on her Instagram, sitting up in bed, hearing the news on her phone and bursting into tears. Then you cut to her dancing around her living room with Goldie Hawn. And Goldie posted yesterday on Instagram, oh, my baby, my baby, my baby, I love you as big as the universe. Once upon a time, I had a little girl named Kate, and look at you now. Yay, love, Mom. Cool is that?
Yeah, and I still won't believe that you did not like Song Sung Blue.
I liked half of it. It's too sad, Bob. I like the parts where they were singing.
Yeah, it is a bit of a downer. Not like that train movie, though.
Yeah, it's not like that. I loved her performance in it. I just thought, oh, this is a Happy Neil Diamond tribute type of movie. And just a warning, people, it just gets a little tough and sad if you're not in the mood for that.
Well, that it does. Cindy Perlman-Gabriel in Las Vegas. Have a good, warm weekend. Thank you, Cindy.
You too.